Next to the oldest park of Mariupol, behind a stone fence stands a majestic and gloomy house whose history began more than 100 years ago. This house in the Empire style was built by the city architect Viktor Alexandrovich Nilsson for himself and his family. He immediately moved to this house and sold the house with lions to the Cossack officer, and the house with the crying nymphs. This name was given to the building by citizens. This is because the facade depicts mascarons in the form of a woman's face, which give the house a bit of a sad and dreamy mood. All decorative elements, macaroons and wreaths, turret and bas-reliefs are thought out and made to the smallest details. Throughout its history, this house is accompanied by legends and secrets, somewhere sad and incomprehensible. However, they make this place so attractive and unique. N. Viktor Nilsson lived in this mansion until the revolution. While the house was not requisitioned, over time there was an environmental service and a kindergarten. Now the Silent House keeps its secrets as it did 100 years ago.